One of the great Talmidim of the Maggid originally was a person who was known as to be a Choshev Rav, was known as the Rav of Volpe, the Volpe Rav. As a matter of fact, the history of him is a little bit clouded to the extent that even his particular name is not known. But it's known that the Maggid had a Choshev Talmud with the Rav of Volpe. As a matter of fact, interesting is, it's ironic that there's so little known about him in terms of particulars, because all the way back initially he was considered to be the Godel of the Chavraya, to the extent that all the Talmidim of the Maggid would go to him and he would be like the Chozer, with Chazer over the Torah of the Maggid, and the Talmidim would come to listen and hear again the Torah of the Maggid as he would repeat it. Subsequently, something happened that he went off and became addicted to liquor, and he fell into a matzav of shikras. Unfortunately, that was his matzav. And became Pashat Yid, was Navanad. He lost his position, and he was known as a wandering Jew from place to place. According to the Tzemach Tzedek, in one of the letters to his sons, he says that the Talmidim of the Maggid sort of expressed themselves regarding this particular person. They had this, like, if a worm is eating within him, there's something here inside that seems to be destroying him. Lamais, as mentioned, he was Navanad. He would go from place to place and wander. He would have a stick, a staff, and he would have a little suitcase, and that was everything that he had. Much like a homeless person just going mamokim lamokim. The interesting thing is, he never lost his gift, his koich adibur. But from time to time, even as being this wandering yid, but he was a per mapik magolius, that he was known. And from time to time, he would get up and speak, and the yoilim would sit and they would listen and spellbound. Poshet is a divrei Torah. He didn't lose that koyach that came out of his mouth. And adrabe, they say that Dafke, when he was under the influence, the drosha was even better, because nichnes yayin, you know, his yotza sod. Hopefully he's the sod of Torah. Happens that Bemeshech, in one of his travels, he comes to the city of Liozne. Liozne was the city, of course, of the Balatanya. That was before, in other words, because before he was imprisoned, he was in Liozne. Later on, he moved to Ladi. So, the Volpe, as he was known, the Rav of Volpe, he comes into the Beis HaMedrash, just at the time when the Tanya was saying Divrei Chassidus. He stood there and he was listening. First time he ever heard the Bala Tanya. So he said, very interesting, he said to the people, he said, you know, we all ate from the same shistel, meaning we were all Talmidim of the Maggid. He said, but the bulk, the thick portion of Geblim Baim, that was Bala Tanya, that he's really the true Yairish, he says, of the Maggid. And then he disappeared. When the Bala Tanya heard about it, he was upset that he was not told before, because he wanted to, would, had he known, he would invite him to stay with him. He shouldn't have to wander from place to place. He wanted to see to it that he should have a mokim mechubit and a place upon him to be a mensch among people. But it was too late. He was already gone. He said that once, as he was in Vilna, the Rav of Volpe, so he went into maybe a bar, someplace, to have a drink. And he slumped down by the oven. Again, he was under the influence. He slumps down by the oven, and he begins to talk to himself. At that particular time in Vilna, this is Vilna we're talking about, one of the Talmidim of the Goyin, his name was Rabbi Yudel, a Talmud of the Goyin, was a Godel Moed B'Torah, a great Talmud of the Goyin. He went to collect money in the Dovis, and he knew that there were unfortunately some Yidin are in this bar also. But collect the Dovis, they got the Ramdat Nochet. They went in, and he hears and he sees the seed is slumped, he says, by at the bottom of an oven, and he hears words are coming out of his mouth, and he goes and he puts his ear, and he hears Moira Digya Divrei Torah. He hears the kind of Divrei Torah that he rarely heard. He had no idea who this person is. So he goes over to the seed with the Rav of Volpe, and he says, Vivita Mekabel Givain, where did you get all this Torah? So he says to him like this, he says, from whom I received it, you can't receive it anymore, because the Magda was not alive anymore. He says, however, if you want similar stuff, he says, go to Liozne, and there you'll be able to hear a similar Torah. He meant go to the Tanya. Interesting thing is, it went into his ear, and he goes, in fact, he makes his way, Taka, to the Tanya, and he became one of the greatest Hasidim of the Tanya. His name was Rabbi Yudel. And the Tanya, as a matter of fact, found a rabbinical position for him, and he became a Rav, this Rabbi Yudel, in a certain place. It's interesting, just to conclude, that at a particular time, there was a Yidah Chosid, was known as Reburach Mardcha Babroisk. Been a Talmud also of Malton Rebbe, was the Talmud of the Balatanya. So it happened that this chosid, Reburach Mardcha, once happened to see in an inn, in a hotel, he happened to meet this Rav Avolpe. He never saw him before, but from the mannerisms and things that he heard, because they knew the way his behavior, unfortunately, the way it turned out to be, he figured out this has to be, you know, with all of the milas, and then seeing the chesroinus also, he figured this has to be the Rav Avolpe. So when the Rav Avolpe left his room, he went in and started to search in the suitcase. And as well, he was in the middle of searching in the Yanim suitcase, the Rav Avolpe walks in and he says, "What are you looking for in my suitcase for? What are you looking for?" So he said, "I'm looking to see if you have any special ksav of chassidus, some written Torah and chassidus," because they knew that he had a koyim. So he says to him, "Listen," he says, "you know what the problem with you is," he says, "because by you, this chassidim is one thing, and the Rebbe is something else," he says. He says, "however, by us," he says, "the Rebbe and the chassidus are one. I don't need any letters," he says. "I'm automatically," he says, "it's connected to the source. So I don't have to have the ksav artificially reproduced on a ksav, but rather it's in my neshama. All the Torah is engraved on my neshama." So I think this is a good point that we start today's shir, because the hemshel that we had is from the Tanya that we had in Perik Dalet that we concluded. But the Tanya says that Chochmas Hashem and Ritzoinoi is one and the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, when we are Oisik in Teiris Hashem and Chochmas Hashem, we're actually connecting with the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Because there's no separation. The more we become connected to Torah, that means in fact we are connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because Chochmas Hashem is not something which is apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chochmas Hashem Ritzoinoi, that's part and parcel, it's one and the actual same thing. And when a Yid is Oiche, to be mashkiah hasmoyach, and to be steeped into Torah, and to delve into Torah, with yigiyas haTorah, so the more that he becomes mekusha to the words of Torah, he's actually becoming mekusha mamish directly with the Rebbeinu Shloim himself. And that's something we're going to discuss a little more in Perek Hei. But before that, we have here the sheet. I just want to have here. I want to mention to you, as the sheet's being given out, that the Hagdomah is based upon that what the Tanya mentioned, that the truth is that being that Chochmas Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and the same, so the Tanya raised the basic problem. The basic problem that the Tanya raised was, being that Chochmas Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same, how is it possible, Bechlal, to fathom Chochmas Hashem? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligdulosa yein cheker. Right? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is something that Bechlal not shaykh to fathom. We have no idea. We cannot Bechlal even scratch the surface of understanding the Rebbeinu Shloilu. And if Chochmas Hashem is actually the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how are we able Bechlal to connect? So the Tanya explained, because davke because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, davke because of his greatness, b'mokim gedulosoi, shoma tomoitze in vusonosoi, meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compressed, he was metzamtzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metzamtzim, took his chochma and his rotzen, and he compressed it. And he was metzamtzim it in a way that we should be able to relate to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chochma, all-encompassing chochma, and his rotzen was compressed and has been reduced in a certain way that we mere human beings should be able to relate to Chochmas Hashem. And once we relate to Chochmas Hashem, we are actually touching base mamish, connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So I want to show just a number of items that we find in other Sfarim HaKadoshim. First item that we have here is, first of all, we have the words of the Tanya, if you see on top, on the sheet, the first item, where the Tanya said the Loshen, that Omru the Chazal have said, B'mokim sh'ata moitze gudulosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shomata moitze in vusunosoi, as the Tanya pointed out. So there's a fascinating word, Bechlal, on this idea, that B'mokim gudulosoi, in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adrabi, you find his anivis, in the Sefer Mishmeres Elozer and Parshas Truma. He says the following, he says a very fascinating pshat. He says, Mavur b'Sfarim HaKadoshim. He says, it's mentioned in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Sheyesh lilmed midas anivis. If you want to learn midas anivis, the best place to learn it is from the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself, Maboy Reb Baruch Hu. Because, first of all, Shemiluye Oisius Shemoy HaKodesh V'Hanoiro, take the Miluim of the Shem Havaye, Hei Ma'at B'Mispor Mikol Shar Oisius Aleph Beis, which means as follows. Take, for example, Aleph. Aleph B'Gematria is only number one. But try to spell the word Aleph. Aleph is Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei. The Milui of the Aleph is the Lamed Pei. Lamed Pei adds up to a hefty sum. Lamed Pei, it's 80 plus 30. Right? Take, on the other hand, take the first letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, take the Yud. Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. So the Milui is Vav Dalet. Vav Dalet is only Gematria 10. Much, much smaller than the Milui of an Aleph. Take all the Dalet Oysis of the Shem Havaya. There's only really two more variations, because the others is hey and hey twice. Right, take a hey. Hey, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, hey can be either spelled hey hey, to pronounce hey, or it can be spelled hey aleph, different serufim, or hey yud. Either way, the milui of the word hey is either number one, either it's an aleph, right, either it's another hey, or it's a yud. Take vav, yud ke vav ke, vav also in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, there is three variations. It could be vav aleph vav, vav, it could be vav vav, vav yud vav. You know what? From all the yais of the aleph base, the miluim of Hashem Havaya is the smallest of the mispah. You can try it out. Take a base. A base is base yutzof. Yutzof is 410. Enormous sum. Take gimel. Gimel is gimel. Yud mem lamed. That's how you spell gimel. The milui is yud mem lamed. Way, way above. Way above the miluim of yud kei vav kei. So here we have the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem HaKodesh V'Hanoira, and the milui, which makes up that name. The letters that's needed to make up the name are the smallest of the mispah of any of the aces of the Aleph Beis. So that's one indication where you can see B'mokim Gedulosei, the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem HaKodesh, which denotes the godless of Hashem. That's the Shem Havaya. Yet, B'mokim Gedulosei, Shom, there you're going to find Invesonosei. You're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he is makten himself, humbles himself. A second inyan, V'chein. Kishetichpo al Hashem, if you take the Shem, you multiply the Shem. Shem Havaya is 26. By the way, 26... the Mispakotna 26 is 8, because 2 and 6 is 8, right? Now multiply the Shem Havaya. 2 times 26, 52. You know what the Mispakotna is? 7. The more you multiply, the Mispakotna is decreased by 1. By the time you multiply it by 8, you'll notice that the Mispakotna will come out. So you see, so it's a male that comes out. V'chein kishetichpol Hashem shu begematria chovov. If you magnify and you multiply the Shem Havaya, which is gematria 26, shu bemispakotna shemoyna. Right, if you multiply it l'shtayim, you make twice Shem Havaya, twice 26. The year misporoi numbeis, right? Twice 26 is 52. Yim misporkotin shloi sheva. The chain, this is the way it works. Kol shetach pil yoiser, oid yoiser tuktan misporkotin shloi. The more you multiply, the misporkotin always becomes less. Upeishu bazeh, and therefore the mafarshim say b'mokim gudulosei. B'mokim gudulosei means the more you make it greater. The word gudulosei is to be understood multiplying. The more you enhance it, the more you greaten it, the more you make it greater, the more you multiply it, what's the answer? What's the consequence? The misprakotin is always going to be with one less. So kaponim, so b'mokim, gudolotze, shomate moitze, in visunose. Fine. Comes the Tanya and says, therefore, next piece of Tanya we have here, v'tzimtzum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, retzoinoi v'chochmosoi, v'taryag, mitzvah satoire, u'behilchoisein, ibutzerife oisius, tenach. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu took all of its chachma and he compressed it in the various oisis, in all the letterings, in the letter combinations that you have in Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim. Not only did he compress, not only was he mitzamtzim his chachma in the oisis of Torah Shebiksav, but also in the drushes of Chazal. In the chachma of Chazal is found chachma Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim his chachma, he said, in the drushes Shebagodes and midrashe Chachomeinu Zal. In order shekol haneshama v'ruach v'nefesh shebeguf ha'odom, that every soul, every neshama tuchal ha'asigon datol l'kaimon, should be able to have asogit, to be able to relate to it. And once we're able to relate to it, again what happens? We're not just merely relating to Chochmas Hashem, but as the Tanya says, we are relating and making contact, we're being mekasher ourselves with Rabbein Shalom himself. So now, as the Tanya pointed out, that the Tzeruf Yoyis is how a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Metzamtim is Chochma in the Tzeruf Yosius. It's noteworthy to see, that as you see similar in the Moranayim, in Parshas Chayesora from Rav Nochem at Chernobyl, right, of course, is the head of all the Tversky's, the various dynasties that come from Rav Nochem at Chernobyl. Said the Moranayim, was the Talmud of the Maggid, Ki noida ki kol briyas ho'oilomois. It is known that all of the creation of all of the oilamas, of all of the various worlds, the upper worlds, all of the oilamas, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu use? What is the formula? What is the ingredients? The ingredients is oisis ha-toyre. These are the electrical charges. These are the forces with which Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Yesh mi'ayin. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created, what did he use? He used oisis ha-toyre. Kamon Shekosav, as the Posek says in Mishle, Mishle, the Torah says, Shlomo Melech says, but it means the Torah speaking. It says, V'eye etzloi omoin. The Torah says, I am the clay umnes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omoin is from Loshon umnes. The Torah says, I am the clay umnes. The same way that a builder, a contractor, a carpenter needs tools, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world also had tools. What were the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used? The Oisis HaTorah. I am the clay umnes. I am the clay umnes with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. V'hu. And what it means is, Shashem Yizborach Tzimtzim Es Atzimoy Kibiyochel. Not only, as we saw in the Tanya, he was metamtzim his chokhma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochel is metamtzim himself, if it's shaykh to understand that. Tzimtzim es atzmo kibiyochel b'ho oisiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and he was metamtzim his own personality, as it were, kibiyochel, in the oisiyus ha-Torah. Which means, when a yid learns oisiyus ha-Torah, what is hidden there? What's the prize that's hidden there? The Rabbi Shalom himself is there. The Rabbi Shalom, as it were, atzach behalten. He was metamtzim himself, and he compressed himself. Where did he conceal himself? He concealed himself in the Oisus HaTorah. Which means, in the same way as I mentioned, if a person takes a pill, a capsule, right? So you have the various ingredients that's hidden. You may not see it, you may not realize, but you have the particular ingredients. Inside the Oisus HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu capsulized himself. He put himself, the B'chinah Simsum, he was mitzamtzum himself in the Oisus HaTorah. So Kibyochel himself, B'chvoidu B'yatzimoy, is found in the Oisus HaTorah. And he goes on, the fact that all of the worlds and all of the Nevroim of creation, the only reason that the worlds are able to continuously receive the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without being destroyed from that immense, immense infinite light, you know why the Nevroim are able to receive all of the Oyer and Soif? The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Metzamtzim himself. Now he goes further and says, the way it went was Tzimtzim Es Atzmo Kibiyochel Imoyis Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochel was Metzamtzim himself and put himself into the Yoyis Aleph and also into the Yoyis Beis and also the Yoyis Gimel. V'chein Ois L'Ois Hoya Tzimtzim. What it means is invariably that every letter of the Aleph Beis is a greater covering. There's more concealment. Which means when you're up to the letter Tov, Kibiyochel Tov is 400, it's as if I would say there are 400 coverings. And therefore, there's a greater avodah from Ois Tov to remove, to keep removing coverings until you're able to get to the maximum that is shayach for a person to become and to be able to recognize the Rabbi Shalom in the world. Because Baruch Hu is a nature, because Baruch Hu is everywhere, but you can't see him, you don't recognize him because it's concealed. He's metzamtzim himself in the Bria. He's metzamtzim himself in the Yoshis HaTorah. If a person is zoichet to come up to Ois Aleph, to work his way backwards from Ois Tov to Ois Aleph, by Ois Aleph there's the least of all concealment. There's only kibiyochel like one covering. His metamtz himself in ois aleph, but beis is twice aleph. Ois beis is twice aleph, so kibiyochel there are two coverings. Ois gimel is three times aleph, so kibiyochel is like three coverings until you're up to ois tov, which is the greatest mokim hester ponim. A person finds himself in a mokim tum. A person finds himself in a mokim which is devoid of ashrois hashchinah to the greatest extent. That could be an area where you have coverings but b'chinah tov, because Baruch Hu is there also. But the fact that you don't see it, because it's very, very concealed. And the least, or the less likely, to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a place is because the concealment is even greater. And therefore, the objective in the Avodah Vayid is to be able to find the Rabbi Shalom in all of the hidden places of the Briah. Says the Moranayim. He says, V'chol ma shekor of Yoyser el Ois Aleph, the closer you are to Ois Aleph, is Godel Gamkin Bihirosoi. So the brightness of Hashem's Metzias is there as well. He says, and so on. This is how it goes. More ruchnius. As you go from Tov back to Aleph, you come more in contact, more and more in contact with receiving greater behiris, as he calls it, greater light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Ein Sof. So this is basically, this is just in a nutshell, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metamtzim himself. Tanya says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metamtzim is chokhmah. Therefore, we're able to relate to it. As we see from the Moran Anayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka was metzamtzim himself in the Yoyis of the Aleph Beis. So that Taka really explains what the Tanya says. That when a person connects with Chochmas HaTorah, he's connecting with the Rabbi Shalom himself. You know why? Because where is the Rabbi Shalom? The Rabbi Shalom is in the Yoyis HaTorah. Dot Gefintesich. That's where he is. That's the place where he's metzamtzim himself. So when a person is zoichet to connect with the Yoyis HaTorah, which are all the Yoyis of Aleph Beis, the various Yoyis of Aleph Beis, so Mela invariably, he's connecting with the Rabbi Shalom himself. But the Rabbi Shalom, that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu is. And that's where he is to be found. concerned just the Gavurcha, let's go further, Bitsrufi Oisis Tanakh, when the Tanya said the words, the Kohi Varcho was Metamtsim himself in the various different letter combinations that we have. That's how the wording is made up, different combinations. Same letters of Aleph Beis all over the place. It all depends how you put the words together. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Metamtsim himself in all of these variations. I want to mention something we discussed once by Shalashidis. It's from the Degel Machne Ephraim in Parashas Emor. Degel Machne Ephraim was the Einikel of the Baal Shem Tov. His mother was a daughter. So brings the Degel Machne Ephraim, he brings in Parashas Emor, he brings the following very fascinating thing. He brings it, he says, Ki hine yedua, says Madoini Yovi Zekeni, Zal. That's the Baal Shem Tov. It's yedua from the Baal Shem Tov, for Yemargele Befume Tomit. And it was very, very ruggle. He would say it very often. The Degel Machne Ephraim says it was very usual for my Zayde, the Baal Shem Tov, to say on the Posik in Mishle. Posik says, Chamas Melech, which means that if there is anger by the Melech, referring in our interpretation to the Melech Malcham Lochim, what do you do in order to remove the climate, which is the climate of Din, a climate of Kas? The Rebbein Shalom is angry. Chamas Melech. So the Posik says, V'ish Chochom, that if you have a Tzaddik, an Ish Chochom, Yichpareno, he can sort of wipe it away. He can neutralize. What does it mean? What does it mean that in Ish Chochom, if it's Chamas Melech, if it's the Zman of Kas, Didim HaSholet, what's the chance that the Ish Chochom can Yichpareno? So the Baal Shem Tov used to say, as he quotes, very fascinating. But Omar and the Baal Shem Tov said, Al Maise Shehoye, a Maise that took place in Kila Kedoshe Zaslov. A place that took place in Kila Kedoshe Zaslov. Somebody mentioned to me, it was a few weeks ago, that Rebbetzin Teitz came from Zaslov. That's where she comes from. So, Baal Shem Tov said that he once was the Kila Kedoshe Zaslov. Shehoye Shem Pachat Godel. What happened was there was a tremendous pachat to the extent at Shiborach Kvoid Harav Hamanoyach even mentions which Rav escaped because of the tremendous pachat of danger that were lurking in that area. His name was Reb David Avezn Ostra, and he says Vadoini Yov is the Kenizal and my Zayde the Baal Shem Tov Hoye Bekil Kedoshe Kaminka VeYomar, and he said Sheyeh Shoyim Pachat Kosher. He said, I know that there's going to be over there, he says, a great pachat. But your man, he said as follows, Pirish HaPosik Hanal, and the Baal Shem Tov related himself to the posik that was just mentioned, Chamas Melech, when there's anger in Shemayim, Chamas Melech, the Melech Malcham Lochim, but an Ish Chochem can neutralize it. So the Baal Shem Tov said as follows, Vishoyrish HaDvorim, because the emes is, Ki mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoytze Oisiyis LaHanhogis HaOilom. The truth is as follows, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Gezeris in this world, it's in the form of letters. Amazing thing. Now, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't say Beferish, let there be a flood. But if Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to bring a flood, it's Yitochen will take the word Mem Yud Mem and say, let there be Mem Yud Mem. Right? Let there be Mayim, which would mean Mayim. There are Oisid, there's a series of Oisid that come down to form up the particular word that brings out the Gezeirah. But the Hashem Tov said is, the truth is, those words can be rearranged and also to bear a positive message. It's totally in the Mekabel, into who is receiving those messages, to whom those Oisiyas are being sent down to. If the Mekabel is not worthy, he is the cause that the program of those Oisiyas bear a combination that is detrimental to his benefit and to the welfare of his matzah. However, an Ish Tzaddik who recognizes when these Oisiyas come down in Hashemayim, he is able to rearrange those letters and to turn a negative into a positive. Very fascinating thing, something we have no idea. Something like that. As he points out as follows, again, the Baal Shem Tov said, Ki mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoytze Oisiyas, Oisiyas come down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lan Hugis Oilam, Azoi Zukt, the Degel Mach Nefraim, Bishem the Baal Shem Tov. Ukshibolo Oilamas, when it comes down to the world, for Oisiyas Mitztarfim Lefi HaMekablim. The message that the Oisiyas are going to combine depends on the Mekabel. If the Mekabel is worthy, then it'll be a positive message, because letters can be rearranged in many ways. Same letters. As I'll soon show. Hein letav ulahepechad v'sholom. Whether letoiva or the opposite. Ukishayesh tzaddik. And when there is a tzaddik, shu chocham b'yoylam. When there's a tzaddik with a chocham in the world. V'yodei ho'oisis shiyotu mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he knows the oisis that came. If he is able to recognize the tzaddik, he knows which oisis came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afal pi shehem mitztarfim cholila shloy letoiva. Even though when the tzaddik sees that those Oisiyas have a very, very serious, very negative combination. Yugal ha-hapoich. The tzaddik has the koyach to be mahapach ha-tzirufim al-idei chochmoso it philosophy. Through his chochma and through his tefillah. Kemoi, for example, min meis, he can make tam. If the yoyzer were mem sof, very serious gezeirah, mem sof, meis, the tzaddik through his chochma and tefillah can make those same yoyzers turn it into tam, which is something lehefech v'lehefech. Temimis, shleimis, ganzkeit, perfection. Total, complete opposite of meis. Or, umin nega, he can make oinik. Nega is ayin nun gimel, rearrange those letters, right? Nega means a plague, but yet it can be overturned to spell oinig. Depending on whatever letters the gzadin had, you can take those letters, you can rearrange them, and to turn the negative message into a positive message. The Sipper and the Baal Shem Tov himself related, he said, Shekain also that he himself did this bizaslov. There in Zaslov, where you mentioned before, he mentioned there was a pachad godel. It's a pachad godel. So what did the Baal Shem Tov do about it? The Baal Shem Tov saw sheyotzei tzirufim lo toivim ve'otza mehem tzirufim acherim v'nishar rishimoson pachad. He said, you can believe maybe a pachad. In other words, based upon the message, it could have been very, very serious. However, all that was left of it, of the gzeir, was merely pachad. Even today we say, mizokim and mitrek, many times we say. Halavai, we should be yotzei, right, with the pachad. Now it's pachad, at least this way you'll be absolved from the much more serious possible gzeira that might have happened. So what the Baal Shem Tov was successful there is by removing the gzeira. It's a galiv nishmeh v'apachad. The people themselves never knew what they were spared from and what they were saved from. They see there's a pachad and they're running away. Machmas pachad. There was this rov they mentioned. He was bereich because of a pachad. But the emir said there was a very serious gzeira, which the Baal Shem Tov said he removed by rearranging the letters. And this is in fact what happened. So I just want to show you something here regarding this. A similar situation. We'll go to number 4. Take a look over here. This is from the Sefer Oyer HaMeir. Sefer HaMeir has been reprinted again. In Parshas Vayera, he was the Talmud of the Magid. Let me just tell you, his name was Reb Zelvov of Zhytomyr. Reb Zelvov of Zhytomyr was the Talmud of the Magid. And on a particular occasion, the Vision Sereb is a Choyim of Rocha Reb Chaim Meir. Chaim Meir was sitting at a tish, sitting with Chassidim. And the course of discussion went, and they were talking about the Oyer HaMeir, which is Reb Zevold. And Reb Chaim Meir, the Vision Rebbe, related, he said that the Talmidim were sitting once around the Magid's table, the Magid of Mezrich. And the Magid, in the middle of the Suda, this is what the Vision Rebbe related. In the middle of the Suda, the Magid started speaking about the Chashivas, the praises of the Oyer HaMeir, Reb Zevold of Zhytomyr. It just happened at that particular point, Reb Zev himself was sitting far, far at the edge of the table, and he couldn't hear. The Magid was speaking about him. And he didn't know the Magid had the name. He didn't know the Magid was talking about him. But he was sitting at the edge of the table. He sees the Magid speaking. He wants to hear him. So he asks someone, let me come a little closer. He comes closer, and he still can't hear. He doesn't hear a word of what the Magid is saying. And he asks, and he tries to push himself even further, closer. People around him thought, because he wants to hear his praises. Demis is, as close as he came, wasn't able to hear a thing. The amazing thing is, as the Vizius Rebbe related it, that the Magid, at the end, when he finished speaking, he said, Geba Kiki says, and he pointed to Reb Zev, to the Oyer HaMeir, he said, look how great a person is able to purify himself, that things that he doesn't have to hear, he just doesn't hear. Things that he doesn't have to hear, he doesn't hear. But you didn't hear it, not because it's far away. His ears didn't hear that which he was not supposed to hear. That's what the Vizius Rebbe once related about him. So what I mention is that there is a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Ruf, right? But Divrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Sanzer writes in a tshuva, in Divrei Chaim, Chelik Beis, Choshimish, B'tzimen Lamed Beis, it's called Yaloshim. It's the Hine Matzino Lamayfis, according to Divrei Chaim, you don't have it here. Divrei Chaim says, we see a tremendous example, he writes, Goin Harav HaKodesh Isha Lekim, Rabban Shokol B'nei Agoyle, Merein Rab Doiver Memezrich, Hishir HaGdule LeTalmidov, right? And he mentions Harav HaKodesh Medbardichev, the Moranaim, and he mentions also the Oyer HaMeir, as we're mentioning here, which this is the Oyer HaMeir. So these are many great things, gewaltige things said about the Oyer HaMeir over here. So when I mention that, no less that the Kamarna Rebbe himself in Sefer Nesiv Mitzvah Yisecho, he writes that Shavochoy Miyamalu, he says it's not Shaykh, he says, to speak about the praises of the godless of Reb Zevold, he says, Atzmoy Noiroisov, his Moiridikait, Ukidushosoy, Vachesudosoy, he says, Miyomov, he says, Vayshimish biyada v'raglav. He never lifted a hand or a foot. Ela biyachudim kedoshim. Everything was unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Everything he did was totally, totally complete L'shem Shemayim. So just we have 5-6 lines here from the Yoramer. We have a sickle appreciation. It's just the same idea. Yoramer brings here in Parshas Vayera. V'shamati b'shem HaBal Shem Tov Zal. That once there was a tremendous rash, sort of like a very, very tremendous rash, tremendous, tremendous noise, frightening noises. And all the people were frightened, min harash, from this tremendous noise. And the Baal Shem Tov, apparently he was there, the Baal Shem Tov said to the people, Al Yera Zoiz Beinechem, he says, don't worry. It's the bark is much bigger than the bite. It's just noise. Why? Ki harash hu shoha odon yitzav elikach, you'll see it's going to turn out that the odon, who is the Tsar, who has the koich to do all the bad and all the harm, but it's going to turn out that the Tsar is merely going to ask an eris l'chafetzov, he needs a bed. All he's going to take from the city is only a bed. He's not going to take anything else. No harm will befall the city. The Tsar, with all of the rash, with all of the noise, with all of the army, with all of the horses, who knows with what he came. The Tsofis is only going to take a bed. V'chein havet, that's the way it turned out. The Nimtso, so says the Yorameir, shesh koich biyad hamaskil, v'chocham emiti. The true chocham has the power, v'hafoich, to take tziruf rash, take the word rash, resh ayin shin, the tziruf eris. Eris, as you know, means is a bed. Aris is a bed. The dimosi arsi amse, right? I'll soak my bed with tears and so on. Eris devoid. Right? So you take the word rash and you turn it into eris. You see the tziruf eisis. But the tzaddik has the koich to take the eisis, which has a negative connotation, and he has the koich to be mahapachit. And that's the pshat that he mentioned before. Chamas melech ish chocham yechpreno. That is the koich of a chocham. And finally, we go here further. The Tanya said, Mishom Nosa, that the Torah, of course, comes from the Yoyim Misol Yoyim, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamtem the Torah, as it descended in Madrega, coming down to this world. The Torah was compressed, was Mitzumtem. Mishom Nosa V'yardot, it journeyed and journeyed and journeyed, downward, B'Seser HaMadregas, and Madrega La Madrega, right? More miniaturized, more reduced, Vishtalshalis Hoylamis, right? Like in a chain-like reaction. One world down to the next world, down to the next world. Achen islab shebedvorim gashmir. With the Torah, which is kule ruchnias, became clothed in gashmis, which means because every mitzvah needs gashmis. There's no mitzvah. Items of mitzvah are all gashmis, whether it's an esrig, whether it's a lulav, whether it's matzah, whether it's tefillin, whether it's tzitzis, everything. And that's Torah. The Torah in this world, right, took on the clothing, the levush of gashmis. That's the way it was reduced. That was the yerida madregim and madregal and madrega, down to this world. To be able to give this world the koyach of avodas haTorah, binyana oilam hazeh, which is gashmis. So there's a very fascinating thing that we see. This idea that the Tanya tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, that the Torah was mitzumtzem yerida achar yerida and turned from ruchnias, became more nizgashim, until we're able to utilize and have a shaychus to turn this world, because we are gashmizik beings. We're created ofrim in adoma, we are bos of adom. So the Torah that we have a shaykhis to, right, in spite of all of its spiritual panemius, but nevertheless, the chitzonius, of course, is through the medium of gashmis. We use our gashmis, the gebaris, physical bodies, to be able to do all the mitzvahs of Torah. The Torah bears and is clothed with the levush of gashmis. Take a look at what Rabbi Gedalia Shor says in Or Gedalia Parashas Yisroi, to show that this, in fact, was the difference between the mitzvahs that the Ovis HaKadoshim were Mekayim before Matan Torah, to the mitzvahs that we do today. Yet let's understand, the Ovis themselves before Matan Torah were also Mekayim, Chazal say, Kol HaTorah Kula. So what, in fact, was the difference between the Ovis being Mekayim mitzvahs, right, other than the fact that they were not mitzvahs? But in actuality, what is the difference in the way they put on tefillin to the way we put on tefillin? So of course, they put on tefillin, and we are putting on tefillin. So what is really the main distinction between the Kiyum HaMitzvahs before Matan Torah to Kiyum HaMitzvahs today? So Gedal Yeshua says as follows. This is an excerpt of a lengthy shtickle in Parshas Yisroi. Says Yor Gedalia. He says, Nagdim Divra Chazal, he says, in Shir HaShirim, Chazal say in the Posik, L'Reach Shemanecho Toivim. The Reach of your good oils. You realize you have an oil. That's substance. Reach is something that's not tangible. There's a big difference between the actual Shemen and the Reach. Reach is something which mirrors a reflection or something which is a derivative, which something which comes out of the Shemen. The Reach Shemenecha Toivim. You don't have the Shemen, you have the Reach. What does it mean you have the reich of the good oil? The Chazal, Rabbi Yanai, Bereid Reb Shimon, Kol ha-mitzvois she'osu lufanecha ho'ovois, reichois hoyu. All the mitzvahs that the others did were only bebchinas reich. Just like the smell of the shemen, it's not the actual shemen, it's only the reich. The mitzvahs that the others performed were only bebchinas reich. Aval onu, but we, no, we are shemen turak shemecho. It's like pouring oil, actual oil, from one kli into another. Ke'odem shemerik mekli al kli. Ramach mitzvah sasei. We have 248 mitzvahs sasei, shesol mitzvahs lois sasei, 365 lois, which add up to taryag. What does it appear? On first glance, we look at this chazal. It seems that our mitzvahs are greater than the mitzvahs of the ovis. Is that what we're saying? The ovis mitzvahs are only reyach. Are chazal in some way trying to reduce or to minimize the cheshivas of mitzvahs of the ovis? Is it possible to say that our mitzvahs are greater and our avodas Hashem is greater than the ovis? Their mitzvahs were only reyach. Our mitzvahs is actual shemen. That's what appears what chazal is saying. So he says, mashma medivra medrash. It's mashma on the surface, what the medrash seems to be saying. Shememayit b'cheshivis huasiyah shel ovis. That means that chazal are telling us that we are reducing, we are minimizing the cheshivis of the kiyum of the ovis. Sho yechoser ma. There was something missing b'asiyosom. V'lehoyo ele kerechois. Right? In spite of the fact that they did mitzvahs. B'maisa. But no. We don't look at it as a ma'isa mitzvah. We look at it only as a reich. As a reich of a mitzvah. That was their mitzvah. What does it mean? What does it mean that the Yovis, even when they did a mitzvah, it was merely a reich of a mitzvah? How do we understand that? So the Yor Gedalia says as follows. Ba'bir bazeh. And this is very fundamental. The bir is, ki ho'ovoi she'osu ha'mitzvahs actually nitna ha'toireh. The Yovis who did the mitzvahs, right, before the Torah was given, hisigu ha'mitzvah b'sharsha. Obviously, it was not given to them. So how did they do the mitzvahs? They went straight to the source. For somehow, they were able to tap into the shorish, into the root of the mitzvah. They were masik the root of the mitzvah. But also ha-mitzvahs, he says, b'shorishon beruchnis. So in shorish, in the root of the mitzvah is purely ruchnis. The gashmi is the gechelik. The mitzvahs that we have them today, you have tefillin, you have oir, you have wool, tzitzis, and you have a lulav and an esrig. Remember what the Tanya said. Because the Torah had went down from the upper world, Yerida Acha Yerida, to become Nizgashim, to become Geshemdik, to become Gashemizdik. Which means the essence of the real Torah in the Olam Yisrael Yoyinim, in fact, is Ruchnius. The Ovis were Mekayim, the Mitzvahs, as it were, before it turned into Gashemiz. The Ovis were Mekayim because it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Ovis were able to tap into the Shoirish of Torah, into the root where Torah comes from. Because it wasn't given to us. We didn't have it yet. So if it's not down here yet, where did they get it from? They went to the root. They went to the source. The Torah in its source is not Gashmizik. The Torah in its source is pure Ruchnius. Reach is Ruchnius. Reach means it's Ruchnius. They really, their Avodah was totally spiritual, which is, of course, on a much higher level. Our Avodah is Torah which has been become Nizgashim, which turned into Gashmius. Yerida Acha Yerida. Hishtalchulis of the Oilamis going down from one to the other, one Madrega to the other. So the others, they had to tap into the Shoirish of Torah. Umash also got Maisa Mitzvahs, and therefore, even though they also did Maisa Mitzvahs, assuming they also put on tefillin the way we did, they put on tzitzis the way we did, Kamosh Mashma Mimedroshim, but Hoyozah, that was merely Kizikorin La Shoirish Lamala. The Maisa Mitzvah was merely a reflection of the true Mitzvah, which is Lamala, by the others. By the others, the Maisa Mitzvah, putting on the tefillin in the Gashmizik form, was merely a zikaron, a reflection of the actual mitzvah. In other words, it was going through the motions, doing a maisa, to make the mitzvah somewhat more tangible. After all, we are physical beings. But the maisa, the essence of their kiyum was in the spiritual form. The maisa was merely a reflection of what's taking place in Shomayim. So the others' kiyum was not the ikar, the maisa ha-mitzvah. It was what the maisa represented. The maisa was like a mirror. The maisa represented what's behind. Is the ruchnizige form that's in Shomayim. As he says, that was zikaron lahashayrish, that's what it was. The maisa was merely a zikaron. Lasa is mahadovra haruchni, ezim mamoshis, tikim lamaisa. To take that spiritual mitzvah and to make it somewhat more tangible. That was the maisa ha-mitzvah. But the essence of the mitzvah was not the maisa ha-mitzvah in its gashmizige form. There, avodis Hashem was in the spiritual form. So he says, therefore, he says, "Aval ikar asiyas ha-mitzvahs hoye beruchnius, Ma'isa mitzvah soirak zikaron ha-shoirish was merely zikaron, a reflection of what lies in the root, in the shoirish, in the oilam salyoinim. Therefore, moving hamoshel reich, the reichos. Therefore, can understand very well why the medrash relates and connects the moshel of the ovis, the avoid of the ovis, is to reich. Kilohoy b'maisa mitzvah shalom etzah mitzvah. Their mitzvah tefillin, their mamoshel the mitzvah, that was not the etzah mitzvah by them. Ki etzah mitzvah hoy b'dargi givoy boilam ruchni. The mitzvahs of the ovis was totally spiritual, as if they were. Imagine if they were in the oilam sol yoyim and doing mitzvahs in the oilam yoyim. They were on this world doing mitzvahs in a spiritual way, ki'ilu they would be in the upper world. They happen to be down here. But the mitzvahs that they did was ki'ilu they are living in the spiritual world. The mice is going through the motions. It's merely a zikaron because, as we're down here in this world, to what is in the shayrish. But the etzah mitzvah was the spiritual avoida in their mice mitzvah. So it says, nimtze, ki'ova is also a mitzvah milamalo lamato. They did the mitzvah milamalo lamato. They started from high, coming down here, which means shal yedei shehisigu hashoyru shal mitzvah. First, they have to be masik the shoyru. Torah wasn't given. Torah wasn't given. So what did they have to do? First, they have to be masik. They have to reach up all the way up high, and from up high, they're bringing it down here. So the other sekdoshim say there was milmalo lamato. They were masik the mitzvah in shemayim, right? They were able to tap into the mitzvah in shemayim, and then to be able to be mekayim down here. Shal yedei shehisigu hashoyru shal mitzvah, which is lamalo, also gam maisa mitzvah lamato. By us is the opposite. We do milmato lamalo. The Torah was given to us. Our Torah is down here. But by doing a mitzvah down here, we are elevating, right? We're elevating our gashmis. We're elevating the actions that we do, and we bring them up to Shemayim. So whereas the Ovis, the avoid of the Ovis is milmalo lamato, our avoid is just the opposite. Our avoid is milmato lamalo. The Torah that we have is like the Tanya mentioned. This is the Torah which already went through. Went through Yeridus, Acher Yeridus, Madregel and Madregel, Achenis Labshu Bedvorim Gashmir. So our avoid the Biker is a Maisa Mitzvah, which is a Gashmir is the Gemaisa, but nevertheless, we are able to be Mekadish the Gashmir the Gemaisa and work it up from Lamata Lamala to elevate it. Whereas Yovis, which is the opposite, their avoid was Malmala Lamata. So this is the idea. So what we'd like to do is, in the next few minutes, let's move on further. And now with bearing this in mind, so let's go now to start Taka Perikhei in the Tanya. Now, the Tanya here, what he brings forth here in Perikhei, is to elaborate on this Nakuda, what the Tanya said that when a Yid is Oisik B'Toyre, which is Chochmas Hashem and Rotzen Hashem, it means he's not merely being again Oisik in Rotzen Hashem and Chochmas Hashem, but it means he's embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used the lashon to be mechabek. He's embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this is a royal embrace. But the Tanya also said, it's not just merely in one direction. But it's a royal embrace in two directions. In the same way when we learn Torah, we are embracing the Torah. By the same token also, the Torah is embracing us. Which in effect means, when we are embracing Torah, it's not Torah just that we're embracing. We're embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyochel himself. Because again, the Tanya says, Chochmas Hashem betoirosoi, it's one. Chadu, it's one. Oiraisa, the Kitchu Brichu, is one. So we are embracing the Torah, we're embracing the Rabbi Nishleil. And when we say the Torah is embracing us back, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyochel is also embracing us. So there's a total connection. It's a kesher al gabi kesher. It's a total unified kesher that we become embraced and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what the Tanya now would like to explain, Emes, we might understand the idea, he says, when we talk about that embracing the Torah, right? But what does it mean that the Torah really is embracing us? The Torah, when we learn Torah, right? So our seichel, which is involved with Torah, at the same time that we are involved with Torah, the Torah is also embracing us. We can understand when we're using our seichel to understand Torah, that means we're embracing the Torah. We're using our seichel to understand Torah. But how does it mean that the Torah is embracing us? When we're learning Torah, what's the other side? How does it work that the Torah is embracing us, which means that the Melech Malch HaMlochim, as it were, is embracing us? How do we understand that? In addition, what the Tanya wants to also explain, because before he said it Bo'ifim Kloli, therefore he starts out over here, he wants to say it more Bo'ifim Proti, he wants to explain over here. And that is the idea, the whole idea of Tfisa Beruchnias. What does it mean to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know that the Tanya mentioned in Perek Dalet, from Posach Eliyo, which is the memory of Eliyo Anovi, by the way, which is in the beginning by a siddur, by many siddurim have it by Shacharis, which is Tikkuni Zoyer. Which Agav, this forum says, is a kula for Tfilah B'Kavon, at Pasach Eliyahu. Well, Eliyahu says there that Leis Machshova Tfisa Bey. So if it's Leis Machshova Tfisa Bey, so again, how are we Bechlal able to be Tifus? How are we able to grasp? When we're talking about grasping Torah, grasping Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is the idea of Tfisa? What does it mean to be Tifus B'Machshova with Seichel? Who is Tifus? Who becomes Nitfas? Who is doing the grabbing? And how does the Tfisa take place? All of that, our connection with Torah, our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, also in the other direction, the Kodesh Baruch Hu connects with us, the Torah embracing us, how does it work? So the Tanya goes on to say, and he says as follows. Well, the Tosfos Beer, he says, a further explanation, he says, is Be'er Heitev, Loshen Tfisa, Shoma Eliyo, to explain the expression of Tfisa, which means to grasp that Eliyo Anovi says, Leis Machshova Tfisa Boch. Eliyo said that there's no Machshova of a human being can grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amelis Avada, so Avada, what did the Tanya say before in Perek Dalet? Avada, we have no shaykhs that try to grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, what can we do? We do have a shaykhs to grasp Torah. We have a shaykhs to have our limited, right? Our limited lefisechel ben yodin to understand Torah. And Amela, if we understand Torah, we are able to grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu that way. There's definitely no way that a yid is able, leis machshova tfisa boch. Right? That's what Eliyahu says. There's no machshova that can grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, there's a way, a roundabout way that we can. How can we? Because we are able to grasp Torah. Again, why are we able to grasp Torah? Torah is also infinite. The answer is because the Tanya said, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem chokhmosoy. So since Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem chokhmosoy, that now enables us to be able to grasp Torah. If we're able to grasp Torah, memela, we're able to grasp a Kodesh Baruch Hu also. Through the medium of Torah, though. That's the only medium. The only medium that we are able to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. Because leis machshova tfisa boch, no machshova is able to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are able to grasp Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem the Torah to allow us to do it. And once we're able to grasp Torah, by doing so, we are now able to grasp also into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tanya goes on to explain. He says as follows. Hinei, he says, Kol seichel kishemaskil. Any seichel means any intellect, the moyach. Kishematchel means umatzik besichloi eze musik. When a seichel understands something, a subject matter that needs to be understood. So when the human mind, when the human seichel perceives something, a topic, a subject, some intellectual situation, hare ha seichel toifes es ha musku. So it means that the seichel basically grasps the subject, umakifa besichloi. And what's happening is he's being makiv and he encompasses it. What it means, Rabbi says as follows. There are three things. There is seichel, there is maskil, and there is muskil. Seichel is the moich. The moich, that's the intellect. That is what's capable of thinking. When the moich is being used, when the moich is trying to understand, when the moich is working, right? To become smart, to intellectualize, that means that the moich is being maskil. You see, when a person is asleep, his moich is still there, his brain is still there. The only thing is, it's not working. In other words, it's working a different way. So when a person is asleep, his moich, his seichel is there, but it's not maskil. It's not being maskil. When a person is awake, and he wants to use his moich to understand something, so the seichel now is being maskil, it's trying to adopt chokhmah, and the subject matter that he's trying to, right, that he's trying to understand, that's the muskel. So what the Tanya is telling us here, so let's see the phrase again now, for these three terminologies. In a kol seichel, so any seichel, kishemaskil, when it's trying to understand, right, when someone uses a seichel to try to understand, umasik b'sichlo yeze musik, and he's successful in, right, successful in grasping a musak, a subject, so as a result, what happens is, harei seichel toifes es hamusku umakifo b'sichlo. It means that the mind grasps the subject and encompasses it. In other words, we even say it in English, right? We say if somebody, right, successfully manages to study a subject, we say he masters the subject, right? We say he masters the subject. What do you mean master? Because he understands. You say he masters it. A different way of saying it, which the Tanya says it, you're encompassing it. Because you have it within your hold. You have it within your grasp. When you are able to dominate a certain knowledge, when you have a koyach to understand and perceive a certain intellectual subject, so if you understand it, so you are grasping it. In a sense, it's like embracing it. So So that's what that's one direction. So when I'm learning, let's say Torah, and I'm zoyche to understand and have havonah, each person according to his ability, each person according to his capacity, his seichel, right, which is maskil, the Torah is the subject, the Torah is the muskil. The klal always is, when the seichel understands something, when the seichel acquires knowledge, the muskil, right, is within the seichel, because the seichel grasps it. So the seichel is the makif, right? The seichel is what surrounds it. If I have knowledge, my seichel surrounds the knowledge, because the knowledge is now within me. Before I knew it, the knowledge was elsewhere, was outside of me. Before I knew the knowledge, the seichel, the idea, the muskel was outside of me. But now that I know it, now that I grasp it, so the knowledge, the item is within me. So it means that the seichel is makiv the muskel. So when I learn Torah, so it means that the Torah becomes part of my seichel. When I learn Torah, and I'm zoche to understand that blad gemurah, that shira, whatever it is, chumash, tanakh, whatever it should be, and I'm able to grasp it, so that little bit of information, that little bit of Torah, now becomes part of me. In other words, my seichel is makif it. My seichel grasps it, so now it becomes encompassed. That this message of Torah, this intellectual exercise of Torah, this subject of Torah, becomes encompassed by my seichel. As he goes on to say, v'hamuskel nitfas, the subject is the muskel, is grasped umukif, and it's encompassed, right? It's encompassed umalubish, and it's clothed b'toicha seichel, within the seichel. Shehisigoi v'hiskiloi, the seichel that understood it and perceived it. Now that I understand it, which means that it's within the human intellect, because I understand it now. So the muskel now is within the human intellect, so it's surrounded and it's encompassed, it's mukif by the seichel, by the intellect. So the mosh will be the same way. If I hold an object in my hand, a material object in my hand, right? If I'm grasping it, so the object is in my hand because I'm grasping it. The same thing is with knowledge. It's the knowledge of Torah, that once I'm able to understand a particular subject of Torah, I was successful in understanding it, so I'm grasping it. My mind, in this case, it's the mind that's doing the grasping. It's the seichel that's doing the grasping. So the muskel really, it becomes grasped by the seichel. So the muskel is nitfas and it's mukif, and it's all encompassed. It's surrounded, as it were. It's surrounded by the seichel. Now, says the Tanya, but it's also in the other direction, and that is v'gam haseichel melubish. But the seichel is also clothed, he says, b'muskel, in the subject, b'shoa shemasigoi, at the time of the intellectual exercise, v'toivsa b'sichloi, and when he's trying to grasp it. What the Tanya is saying as follows, and this is the way, there's different perushim of how people try to understand what the Tanya is saying, and basically what the Tanya is trying to say is as follows. It's an interesting thing. You know, when I look at something, at the piece of information, if I look at a piece of information, and I see it, and therefore, it becomes absorbed in my mind. It becomes absorbed in my mind. So my mind is makiv the subject. My mind surrounds the subject. Because why? Because my mind perceives it. My mind grasps it. So it's within my mind. It's in the seichel. Before I knew it, it was outside of the seichel. Now it's within my seichel. But let's say now I want to go into it deeper. When I want to go into it deeper, so I start to dissect the information. And I try to analyze it. So now my seichel is going into the subject. It's like you say, you go into a sugya. So now, instead of the sugya being within you, you are in the sugya. So it means when I'm delving into Torah, and I'm learning Torah in a deep way, and I'm using my moyach to try to understand and to be yoyred to the best of my abilities and my capabilities to understand Torah, the more that I go into the sugya, my seichel becomes grasped by an information. Not only is after the fact, in other words, when I finally, when I already come out of the intellectual exercise and I'm successful in understanding, now the information is within my seichel. So my seichel does the grasping, right? My seichel grasps the information. So the muskel is inside of the seichel. But at the same time, arriving and reaching there, right? The time of the process in the intellectual exercise, I go into that sugya, I go into that gemara, I go into that toisis, I go into that area. So now my seichel also becomes grasped by the information, which at the end of the exercise, there's two kshorim. There's A, there's the kesher. My seichel grasps the information. My seichel grasps the muskel. And also, it was the muskel that took hold of my seichel, because I put all of myself into it to be able to arrive and to achieve the understanding of the chokhmah. So that's what the Tanya means to say, explaining here now what he said in Perek Dalet, that when I learn Torah, I'm being embraced by the melech, embracing Torah, that means I'm embracing Kodesh Baruch Hu. And whenever Seichel is used for Torah, not only is the information, right, contained within the Seichel, but the Seichel also has been contained within the information, because he put all of the Seichel into the information, delving into it. The Seichel goes into the Torah. The Seichel goes into the information. So the more Yegiyah and the more mind that he puts into it, so the more connection there's going to be a hekif. So there's a hekif on two sides. And by the way, this is something that's only by Ruchnis. In other words, by Gashmis, you can't have, if A surrounds B, you can't have B should surround A. Can't be such a thing. If A is something that surrounds B, then you can't have B surrounding A. Here you can have the Seichel surrounding the Torah, and also the Torah surrounding the Seichel. So it comes out that both surround each other. That is the idea that the Tanya says, that we have Mishnei Tzedot, and the Seichel is Makiv the Muskel, subject, the Muskel, and the Muskel also is Makiv the Seichel. That is the ultimate Kesher, this is Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher, which a Yid is Zoicha to come.